Okay, let's sit and meditate for a few minutes. Hanam pavana sapakning. Close your eyes and get in touch with your breath. One of the reasons we ask you to turn off your cell phone is that when you're connected outside that way, you're not really connected inside. So cut off your external connections and focus right here. When you breathe in, where do you feel the breathing? Keep your attention right in that spot. Don't let it move to any other spot right now. There may be sounds outside, other disturbances, but they're not your business right now. Your business is to look into your own mind and get your mind more solidly based. Because if the mind doesn't have a good foundation, it just floats around. Someone can say, do this, and you do that, and other people say, you do this, and you don't like what they say, but you don't have any real reason. But if the mind is well-based, then you have a real reason. You know what's right, what's wrong. Because it's easier to see clearly what's right and what's wrong when the mind is still. You can consider your actions and the results of your actions. You look at your intentions, and you can see the unskillful intentions come in the mind, and they automatically create a lot of tension, and then they, if you act on them, make things worse. So why would you want to follow them? It's either out of laziness or out of lack of strength. Sometimes we know things are wrong, but we don't have the strength to withstand them or to say no to them. But getting the mind solidly established gives you the strength you need, so you can see clearly and have the strength to follow through with what you see clearly is right. We say this is your business because this is the part of the world that you're responsible for. All these things outside that you can have an impact on, other people can have impact on too. But the mind is something you can decide, okay, any outside impacts, any outside influences, you get to choose which ones you're going to follow. When you were a child, you didn't have much choice, but now that you get older, you can sort things through and see what's really worth following and what's not. So it is your business, but it's also a pleasure to get the mind to settle down here. The pleasure is in the sense of well-being that comes when the mind is still. The breath coming in, going out, and a rhythm that feels good. You can experiment for a while to see what kind of breathing feels best right now. But there's a pleasure of being able to stay right here and not having any other responsibilities to disturb you or bother you. So try to connect right here as much as you can. As for connections outside, okay, try to figure out which ones are necessary and which ones are not, because when you get overconnected, you get just strung out all over the place. So try to find this quiet spot in mind and protect it. It really is valuable. It's what gives value to our minds, what gives value to our lives, because all good things come out of the mind that's still and clear.